I'm Jeremy Shea of KTOO with this rundown of Juneau's biggest stories of 2016. A divisive, decades-old community bumper sticker issue was put to rest for the foreseeable future. To save money, Governor Bill Walker announced he was effectively killing the mega project to extend Juneau's main road north, 50 miles closer to the road system. While ferry system boosters and environmental interests cheered, others, like Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch, lamented.
Today's announcement definitely feels like a body blow.
The cruise ship industry hit the city and borough of Juneau with a federal lawsuit in April. Cruise Lines International Association alleges Juneau is misspending the $5 per passenger tax it collects. Federal law says it can only be spent on projects and programs that address both cruise ship passenger safety and accessibility. The industry is especially irked that its passengers are paying for the waterfront park under construction about a mile from cruise ship ports. The park's most prominent feature is the life-size bronze humpback whale sculpture that arrived in August. Private donors paid for the whale itself. The city thinks it's in the clear and even opted to pay for its legal defense, mostly with head tax revenue. The case is in the discovery phase. The nonpartisan Juneau Assembly is leaning more conservative after Ken Kelch won a special mayoral election in March. Then, in the regular October election, he backed the prevailing candidates in two contested races. Those members often line with Kelch on split votes. Kelch spoke of unity on his election night.
My goal is to unite us as a community. I will work hard for you with honor and with integrity. We have our work cut out for us, so let's unite.
The new assembly appointed Jerry Nankervis deputy mayor. Nankervis is a particularly conservative voice in the nine-member body. One issue the new bloc campaigned on was restoring the tax break seniors used to get on the city's 5% sales tax. All seniors had been eligible for the tax exemption on goods and services purchased for themselves. The 2015 assembly limited the benefit to low-income seniors as an austerity measure. It softened the impact by giving all seniors the tax break on essential items like food and utilities. Since the October elections, the new assembly has not acted on the senior sales tax campaign rhetoric. It did, however, derail an affordable housing plan the old assembly set in motion. In economic news, one of the community's biggest private employers closed up shop. About 180 full and part-time jobs went with Walmart when it shuttered in February. And there's been no announcements for what will become of the big box retailer's 135,000 square foot building. And no, Target says it's not coming. Despite Walmart, the state entering a recession, and state government shedding hundreds more jobs, Juneau's economy appeared to stay strong. The school district even had an unexpected increase in enrollment.
In many ways, the Juneau economy is booming.
That's Melanie Shivens of Raincoast Data speaking in August. Shivens says Juneau has a strong private sector, but still thinks the recession will hit locally.
It's coming. I think it's coming. I'm not looking forward to it, but 2016 is still appearing to be a really strong year for the community.
In August, the Juneau Assembly made the capital city only the second Alaskan municipality after Anchorage to protect its citizens from discrimination based on gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. The Reverend Phil Campbell of Northern Light United Church was one of about 70 people that crowded into a Juneau Assembly meeting in support of the ordinance.
I humbly submit, Assembly members, that by the passage of the Equal Rights Ordinance this night, you will facilitate yet more bending toward justice and equality for all people.
This year, the Juneau Police Department's leadership championed transparency, accountability, outreach with the community at large and the at-risk, even simple acts of kindness. In November, here's how Police Chief Bryce Johnson explained why he wants to outfit 40 officers with body cameras.
It's good. If the police did it right, it's good for the public to know we did it right. And if we did it wrong, we need to own that and fix it. And it's good for the public to know when we do it wrong that we admit to our mistakes and we make them better.
The department does have a huge blemish on its 2016 record. In November, a veteran officer shot a man that was apparently unarmed at a car crash site. The man, Jeremy Tinney, survived and is in custody with Washington state authorities on unrelated charges. JPD hasn't charged him with anything. State agencies are investigating the incident, which was JPD's first police shooting in nearly 10 years. The police also have their work cut out for them, dealing with a huge increase in burglaries. Police think drug addictions are a major factor in the upswing. In education news, Juneau's class of 2016 helped set a record high 85% graduation rate. And it's not just that more students are fulfilling the minimums. More kids are taking and succeeding with advanced placement classes and tests that award college credit. The university system had a big surprise for Juneau, too. University of Alaska system officials intended to consolidate three colleges of education into one in Fairbanks in response to state budget shortfalls. In a major reversal, they decided that consolidated college will be at the University of Alaska Southeast. The stakes were higher than just one college, according to Juneau Assemblyman Jesse Keel.
College of Education is 9/10 of the graduate degrees that the University of Alaska Southeast offers. Without a leadership role in one of the major missions of the university system statewide, UAS was in terrible danger.
The Juneau Empire reports that CBJ officials helped sway the decision by pledging $1 million in support. The demolition of the Gastineau apartments wrapped up this year. The century-old multi-building apartments became an uninhabitable downtown eyesore after a fire destroyed it in 2012. The city hired contractors for the demolition over protests from the owners. It's trying to recover the demolition costs from the landowners in a case pending in Juneau Superior Court. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.